Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. We have a great half hour coming up for you today, so hopefully you can stick around because we have two great guests that are with us. We're going to kick things off with Dr. Rob Pennington. He's the author of the book, Find the Upside of the Downtimes, How to Turn Your Worst Experiences into Your Best Opportunities. We're going to talk to Rob about his personal journey, what led him to write the book, and what you can do starting today to be able to affect your life for the better. Then at 16 minutes past the hour, we have recording artist Angela Spivey making her first appearance on the show as well. We'll talk to her about her ministry of music, and also she'll be introducing new music here on our program. Again, a great show coming up. Glad you all could join us for the show today. As I said, to get things kicked off this half hour, we have Dr. Rob Pennington joining us live. Rob, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you very much, Cyrus. I'm really happy to be here today.
Well, congratulations to you, Rob. I was just telling you before we went live here, congratulations on the book. I really enjoyed this. I posted my review on Amazon.com this morning, and I think what I want people to get from this story is not only the amazing things that you have been able to do in your own life, Rob, but also how those amazing things are not just for you, that that's something all of us can do. Before we get a lot into the book, I want to begin by talking about this experience for you. You wrote this book because of several events that happened in your life. Walk us through the decision to write the book, Rob, and what you hoped initially would come from it.
Well, you're right. There were several events that happened. I got shot. I got fired. I got divorced. I've been audited. My wife of 30 years had multiple sclerosis, and I cared for her for about 10 years before she passed away. And all of that, I learned that even in those traumatic experiences, that there were opportunities for growth. My wife and I, even in the middle of that difficult challenge, we had more closeness and intimacy than we had ever had before. So I wanted to share with others ways which I felt blessed to learn how to deal with the challenges of life, from the elementary school ones to the graduate school ones.
Yeah, yeah. And Rob, what is so fascinating to you, and you mentioned, of course, and the way you say it today is like, oh, you know, I was shot, I was fired. But, you know, these are all things that, you know, if one of these things happened to some people, it would totally devastate them. Why do you think it was that you have been able, because I think even though you came to an epiphany that we were able to see in the book, I think for some people, Rob, and I think you'll agree with this, that just one thing going wrong in their lives will be enough to shut them down. What is it that do you think that helped at least sustain you to the point where you weren't just completely devastated by any little thing that came your way?
Of course, you know, faith's important. Family and friends are important. All those things help me through difficult times. But personally, I just realized that I have something to do with how I'm feeling. Most people don't think that. Most people think, you know, it's the weather that's making them feel bad, or it's this person's behavior. And I just really learned that I have something to do with how I think and how I feel and how I behave, and therefore I can do something about the results. And, of course, when you apply it to the most serious challenges, that's hard to believe. But if you focus on the simplest ones, like all the times we're forced to stop and wait all throughout the day, you know, the little pauses in traffic or at the stoplight or when the computer is doing its weird thing, most of us practice getting upset at those times when really our upset doesn't make any difference in how long the light is red.
Right.
And I started discovering that I could make a difference in how I felt in those small events, and that helped me develop the ability to do it in larger events. And I learned it because I'm a person who has a habit of worry, and so I think a lot of people do. And so I wanted to share it with others because it's made such a profound difference in my life.
And, Rob, I think this, too. I think that all of us, there's a bit of fear, and we talk about fear, especially this year, talked about fear a great deal and how it sometimes paralyzes us and keeps us from moving forward. A lot of times it is the idea of what we've always been told. that if this happens to you, then this is going to be the result. If this happens to you, then this is as far as you'll be able to go. But you have shown through your own example that that does not have to be the case. Do you think that's one of the reasons why, because I look at the 20-plus reviews that you've gotten already on Amazon.com, do you think that's the reason why people are resonating with your story so much?
I think it's true that it's not just me, you know, pontificating from the mountaintop. It's really me being down in the valley and talking about my experience and taking people into those difficult circumstances and through that just seeing what I did and what I learned. And I think that's what is touching people is that helps them see that, oh, yeah, okay, if he could do it in that situation, I could do it in this situation.
Right.
And I spent a long time thinking about how to share with people, and I know that people like stories, and the best stories I can tell are the ones of my own life. And
exactly.
Each chapter has a story, it has the lesson I learned, and then an activity that the person could plan to practice so they don't have to go through all the stuff I did to learn that lesson.
Right, right. I think that's such a great point. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side of our program or online, you're listening to Conversations Live, I'm speaking to Dr. Rob Pennington. He's the author of the book, Find the Upside of the Downtimes, How to Turn Your Worst Experiences into Your Best Opportunities. And, Rob, what I thought was so interesting, let's just take one aspect of what you've had to go through, because I think it's something that a lot of our listeners can really appreciate, and that is caring for an ill spouse. You know, I think, and I'm sure you're like this too, a lot of times when we feel helpless, that's when we seem to feel at our lowest. And when we know that there's only so much we can do, talk to us about that for you and the lesson learned from that experience and what you were able to take from it. Because, again, the whole premise of the book is that you're able to, in many ways, be able to affect your life by the way that you approach it. When you realized that there was only so much you could do for your loved one, how did that perspective help you along the way?
Well, that perspective was certainly very challenging. As she lost abilities to move and ultimately the ability to speak, that limited definitely what she could do in life, but it increased what I had to do and in caring for her and taking care of her. And, you know, fortunately, we really had a commitment to learning life's lessons, you could say. So we knew early on, before we were married, that she had multiple sclerosis. We knew that would be a part of what we had to deal with. And so we really chose to deal with the challenge. And I think that's the key. People resent having to have the challenge, and that makes it difficult to deal with. And a lot of people, if they can, get away from it.
Right.
But I think in choosing to deal with the challenge, that helped us a lot. I learned about not taking other people's behavior personally. I mean, the other person's going to behave the way they do, whether I'm there or not. That was very powerful. We learned about the differences between loving someone and making agreements with them. I think we confuse all that together. And in particular about agreements, the difference between requirements and preferences. And once
right.
you get real clear about what your requirements are, you know, you'll figure out that there's not very many of them, and most everything else is just a preference. You don't go to war about the preferences.
Right, right. You know, you say this in the book on page 38, and I want to actually just read this for our listeners because I think this goes to the heart of why so many people don't even try. This is what you wrote, Rob. Some people tend to assume that negative outcomes are not only possible but also probable. What would happen if they instead considered that positive outcomes are actually both possible and probable? For one thing, discover options they would not otherwise recognize. They might find themselves in the right place at the right time, which might seem like a coincidence or a miracle. But the truth is that luck happens when preparation meets opportunity. You know, I first heard that phrase from Oprah Winfrey on her life class last year, Rob. Had never heard it before. That, you know, and I think that is what I think is so powerful about this, that luck is preparation meeting opportunity. Talk about then how we do have more so of a say in our lives than sometimes we give ourselves credit for.
Well, we don't have control over what happens to us. We do have control over how we react to it.
Right.
And project fear, we're thinking of negative things happening in the future. But if you think about the future, we all heard of the phrase the fear of the unknown, but very few of us have heard the phrase the joy of the unknown.
Yeah.
And the truth is, the unknown is unknown. And we can project whatever we want into it. And I've found that I have a habit of projecting the negative, but there are techniques I share in the book about how to transform that into projecting a positive and then going about working. And it is work to achieve a goal. It's not just about imagining it and it will happen. You have to work very hard. You have to have the knowledge. You have to do the research. You have to learn about the area that you want to be successful in. And in that process, opportunities begin to be created that would not have otherwise.
Right. And that is what I think is such an amazing thing. Rob, when people, when you read the reviews, when you hear from people who have been genuinely affected by what you've written, I mean, parts of it will make you kind of smile a little bit. But other times, you know, I really found myself thinking, okay, well, how does this apply? How can we make the best, you know, the best assessment of this in our lives and also the best application of this in our lives? What has it been like for you to know that you are affecting people the way that you are just by sharing your journey with them?
Well, it gives me chills every time and reinforces my enthusiasm and joy and makes me want to do it more because I really do want to save people time and pain in like the board game of life. I think my book helps them skip across the board to a place where they have landed that would have taken them a lot longer on their own. And that's my real goal is just to save people that time and pain and learning these same lessons in their own life.
Yeah, to be able to learn the same lessons. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Dr. Rob Pennington. We're talking about his book that will really help you to look at your life and also your place in life differently. The title of the book is Find the Upside of the Downtimes, How to Turn Your Worst Experiences into Your Best Opportunities. Rob, I'm going to ask you what might seem like a weird question, but I'm going to ask it anyway because weird questions are nothing for me to ask. If you had not gone through what you had, do you think you would be of assistance to individuals the way that you are today without
no,
those challenges?
I don't think I would have the confidence. See, I know that what I'm sharing has made a difference in my life, so I don't have any doubt about its value.
Right.
But I don't think I would have the credibility. And I just wouldn't have the awareness and insight that, you know, the experiences of my life have given me and sticking with it, you know, the 30 years of marriage, they were not easy. We had help at times. We were in counseling at times. But we learned from all of that. And I think that that kind of taught me that I could do that about anything.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to share with others is that even things that are traumatic don't have to be tragic.
Mm-hmm.
Know, that are things that we can learn from our experience of life and we can make some powerful changes in it that can make a difference. I mean, one way of thinking about it is that you just have to assume that some unexpected benefit may actually result from a seemingly unfortunate event. And that's just a mindset that you can practice. And it's just like, you know, we've all heard the phrase, when the door closes, a window opens.
Right.
But I think we forget that there's a piece in there that I think is missing, and that is you have to turn around to find that window. You have to make a change in
yeah.
yourself to do that. But it's available. And what I've tried to do in my book is just give some simple activities that people can practice in their day that begins to lay a foundation for having a more powerful and successful life in many areas, given the fact that we all have challenges.
Exactly. Again, Rob Pennington is our guest. Rob, let our listeners know how they can find out more information about you and also where they can find their own copy of the book.
Well, you can go to Robert Pennington, Pennington.com, and that's kind of a bio page with links to my blog, The Upside of the Downtimes, and there's free videos and audios and a lot of material we're making available. The book is available on Amazon, and it's also available on Kindle and iTunes, and I just hope that people can share it. And people who are working with support groups, we're putting together a workbook for support groups to work through this as well.
Okay. All right. So robertpennington.com is where they can go for more information. The book, as you said, is available on amazon.com. They can get the Kindle version for less than $5. You can't beat that. So you can head over to amazon.com if that's where you normally get your books and be able to purchase your copy from there, both in print or also for the Kindle. Rob, well, congratulations to you, and I really appreciate you coming on and sharing with us because I think one thing that changes the way that we look at life is being able to have examples like yours to be able to look at. So I appreciate your sharing it.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Hey, no problem. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have Angela Spivey will be joining us live to talk about her journey in music. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com.
Hi, this is Kendra. Come along with me on my journey of growing up. Family, friends, high school, decisions, and more decisions. Life seems to get more complicated each day. Along the way, we will share some laughs and even a few tears. But hey, that is life. Most importantly, we will stay positive, keep it moving, and never give up.
Growing Pains, Kendra's Diary is rated number one on Conversations Book Club's list of books designed for our youth for 2011. This book is for the young and the young at heart. It is a must-read. It's available in paperback online at www.kendrasdiaries.com, Amazon, and barnesandnoble.com. It's also available in ebook on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Smashwords. Get yours today.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Did you know that every 15 minutes a life is lost to suicide? How about the fact that statistics show that for every one successful suicide, five others actually attempt and, thank God, fail? With this rising epidemic, attempted suicide survivor and Bible study teacher Yolanda Shanks addresses this issue directly in her book entitled Destined to Live Despite Me. Yolanda offers practical solutions and scriptural truth for the many painful questions attempted suicide survivors still face. Questions like, why me? What's needed to rebuild my life from here? Destined to Live Despite Me is a powerful resource for those determined to live with lasting joy, peace, and freedom. Pick up your copy today at YolandaShank.com.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And we're back with Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to thank you once again for being with us. Recording artist Angela Spivey is an individual who is not only using her gift of music, but being able to see the results as well. Her music has not only inspired individuals, but she's been using it to really be able to share an empowering message of faith. She's joining us live here on Conversations for the first time to talk about this journey and also to introduce her new single. Angela, welcome to Conversations Live.
Why, thank you. Thank you so very much.
Well, I have to say, for those of us here in Mississippi on the radio side of the program, Angela, you have some pretty big fans here out of Jackson, Mississippi. So we want to say we are really honored to have you with us on the radio side as well as with our online listeners. Talk to us about this gift because, you know, you have been one of these individuals that people love to hear. You inspire them. You motivate them just to the delivery of the message that you share. What has that been like for you to be able to use your gift this way?
Well, I really just have to give all the glory, honor, and the praise to God because I know it's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous even in my eyes. But just to hear you say that, it just brings so much joy to me because sometimes we feel like we're doing what we do in vain, or it seems like no one is really seeing it or hearing it or receiving it. But I thank God for people such as yourself and the listeners who are blessed by the ministry, and it's just God. You know, I cannot take any glory. I just have to give all the glory to God. It's all Him, and it just makes me even the more want to do more for the people when you see them receiving. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I am so grateful to God. Yeah, I'm so grateful to God to know that somebody in Jackson is receiving the ministry. Thank God.
Exactly. Well, Angela, take us back then to when you knew that you had this gift, that you have been given this gift by God to share. Because I think a lot of times sometimes when we realize the responsibility that comes with things, we sometimes run from it. Was it easy for you to accept that God had given you this voice for a reason?
Well, you know, I've always, I guess I kind of looked at it a little different, Cyrus. Did I say your name right?
You did.
Okay, right. I want to make sure I got that right. because I've always thought of myself as being the choir directress.
Mm.
I never saw myself as the singer, even though at 4 years old, my brother gave me my first song, "Forgive Me, Lord, and Try Me One More Time." He said because I was bad. I was the baddest thing in the choir. but I never seen myself as a singer. And then as time went on, the Lord at 14 put a ministry in my heart. I wanted to start a choir, and I did. And now the rest is history. It'll be 38 years, amen,
wow.
August 1st, Sunday, that God have allowed the vision that he gave me at 14 to still be alive even today. So when you look at all of that, you know, it's just me. You know, it's just part of me. And when you said sometime if you see, you know, that part of the vision, it almost makes you want to step back because you see the responsibility and everything in it. And I guess
right.
because the way I came in it, I never got a chance to step back out of it, you know,
oh,
or
no.
to say, well, no, I don't want to do that because it was just, it just happened, you
right.
know. And I don't regret it. Now, I'm not going to tell you I didn't have some down days, some crying days, and some days I wanted to throw in the towel, but because God had put it in my heart, it kept
right.
me moving because now it's my life, you know. So.
Exactly. And it's obvious it's your life, Angela. You know, this single that we're getting ready to hear, He Keeps His Promise. I think it is so powerful because it really puts a responsibility on us. Talk to us about this project for you. I know you're excited for the release, but talk to our listeners about what this song means for you.
Well, it's amazing because I didn't write the song. Pastor Duane Harvey wrote the song, and when he called me and gave me the word, had me listen to it, I was really floored because I was like, oh, man, this song fits me. And he said, yes, the Lord told me to write this for you. And it was just comforting to me and letting me know that God had not forgotten me because I'm sure you know, being in the industry and doing radio, that I haven't had anything new out in a while. The Lord had blessed me to appear, make appearances on other artists' CDs, but I didn't have mine out for a while. And when this door opened, you know, that song, He Keeps His Promise. You know, God's promises are yea and amen. So we can be encouraged, even though it may not come when we want it or desire. But delay is really not denial. It's just
yeah.
what it is, delay. And in the delay part, we need to know and trust that God is doing what he's doing so well because he is grooming us for what's to come. And
exactly.
I'm just so grateful to God for that song because that song, I can really testify that he keeps his promise. I've been waiting, on God, amen, to come through for me, you know, hoping
right.
and praying. What he said is true, you know, watching and trusting, believing him too, for he keeps his promise. And then the part, I feel my hip coming, so you messing me up, Cyrus, when it says God is not like man. He cannot lie. Oh,
right.
my God, every word that he speaks, he'll make it good, for he
mm-hmm.
cannot change. He's always the same. Why? Because he keeps his promise. Sometimes God would allow us to go all the way out into the muck and the mire of sin because we're trying to satisfy our flesh. But
right.
if it's a promise on our life, he'll use that rod and that staff and the hook on that rod. He'll bring us back in when he says enough is enough.
Exactly.
So I just thank God.
Right.
Ooh,
and you know what? We do too, Angela. And what we're going to do, Jeff, go ahead and get it ready. Here is Angela Spivey with He Keeps His Promises. We'll be right back with more of her here on Conversations Live. Stay with us.
Oh,
busy with He Keeps His Promise here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM, and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. We are actually speaking to the one and only Angela Spivey today on our program. You know, Angela, when you hear that song, and I love the part where you says that God cannot lie, because that really then puts it on us then to believe Him, to trust in Him, and to know that He's going to do what He says He's going to do. Angela, we know that the album, of course, is out this month. He Keeps His Promise. Where's the best place for our listeners to stay in contact with you and also get their copy?
Well, hopefully they'll be able to reach me by Facebook. I do have another page.
Okay.
And I do have a website in the working, so I really don't, I shouldn't even brought that up. But they can Facebook me. They can email me at Angela_Spivey, the number one, at yahoo.com. And I'm looking for everybody to be on the lookout for Angela Spivey new CD. May 1st is going to be on the street May 1st. So we are excited about that.
Well, I'm excited about it, too. As you said, you know, you've had, you know, even though it's funny you said that you've been on other work before, but this is a new project for you. People have been wanting this. This is what they wanted. They wanted more of you. And it's said that you're going to be giving your fans just that to inspire them. So congratulations to you. He Keeps His Promise coming out in May. Make sure that you do find her, of course, on Facebook. And, Angela, thank you so much for taking out the time to be with us today and introduce the single. I really appreciate it.
And thank you, and know I love you and the listeners for real, and thank you all for embracing the ministry. God bless you.
All right. God bless you as well, and we love you as well. And if you missed any part of my conversation with Angela Spivey, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 10 minutes after we go off the air. You can do it by going to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Again, He Keeps His Promise coming out in May. Make sure that you look for that and look her up on Facebook as well. That's going to do it for us for this afternoon edition of our program. I'll be back with you guys at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. That's 5 p.m. Pacific time for our friends on the West Coast. Until then, my name is Cyrus Webb, singer. As always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Take care.